very high divorce rate seems to indicate that few of us have discovered the secret to a successful relationship. But according to a new study, the answer could be simpler than any of us have thought. We asked a few experts in the field to share their secrets.
And now, it's time for Marriage Beyond the Vows on Praise.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome to today's edition of Marriage Beyond the Vows. Thank you so much for joining us here on Praise, your inspiration station. Today, we're going to be discussing Beyond Hope. Aha! All right, time to have a very good in-depth discussion, of course, featuring you. So why not reach out and give us a call at 855-454-5905. I'm your co-host, Tiffany Bacon. Here is your host with the most, Mr. Marcos Mercado. Good morning, Marcos. How are you?
I'm doing very well this morning, Tiffany. Thank you. And to all our friends, we want to say welcome to Marriage Beyond the Vows here in Philadelphia, in Charlotte, or throughout the world if you're listening online. As always, we want to begin with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father and God, we are so grateful for this morning, for another day to live, Father, and for the relationships that you've blessed us with, Father. I do pray that you would be with all those hurting married couples, God, couples who not too long ago just had so many dreams and hopes to have a great relationship, and that's been shattered, that's been hurt, Father. I do pray that you bring a spirit of healing. Give me the words that come from you, God, and that give me the wisdom and the discernment to help those and advise those who are hurting. We love you. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Now, our theme scripture of the day comes from Romans chapter 5. And I want to read a part of this. It says, also rejoice in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not disappoint us because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom he has given us. As Tiffany mentioned earlier, our topic of the day is beyond hope. You know, have you lost hope, or are you hoping for something to change in your relationship? You're like, God, I need an answer, and I need one quickly. I need something because we are hurting, we are struggling, we're hanging by a thread. You know, we want to speak to you this morning, or perhaps you have a story of hope and how God was able to see you through. Again, we want to hear from you. We're going to give you the number. We want you to go ahead and call us. We want to have some great conversation with you about hope beyond hope.
And that number is 855-454-5905.
All right. So, Tiffany, a couple of things. I was thinking and praying quite a bit about this in terms of having hope. And I think probably the greatest need in a marriage is hope. I think people have a lot of faith sometimes, or they don't have a clear picture of what hope is when they get to marriage. But then they struggle. Then it's difficult. And so I love to share this story, and I'll share it really briefly. There's a book out there called The Survivors Club, and it's not a spiritual book. Maybe it's spiritual, but it's not a religious book. It's just a book about amazing surviving stories, survival stories. And so there's this one story about a plane that crashed, and people crashed into the middle of the ocean, and they got into those inflatable rafts. And the rescue was not able to get to them for days. So some people died and some people survived. But when they went back and studied out who survived and who didn't, the people who were the most optimistic died first. So that was kind of, you know, puzzling, because like, wouldn't the people who were optimistic survive? But no, what happened was those were the people who thought, oh, we're going to be rescued before the night is over. The night came, the morning came, and they were not rescued. And this happened for days. And so they lost hope. They were optimistic, but they weren't truly hopeful. But those who survived were the ones who hoped for the best, but prepared for the worst. And they were like, all right, well, hopefully we're rescued, but what if we're not? What if it doesn't happen right away? Will we be prepared? And so what we tend to see is that there's a difference. A lot of folks, including many of you who call, you're optimistic. You're hoping something changes, but it's not the true hope that God is saying. The hope that God wants, number one, is a hope in God and in trust, and also knowing that it might take time. You know, if you have a husband who's using drugs, who's not getting his life together spiritually, if your wife is just unspiritual, or she's starting to flirt with the world, and she's starting or having an affair, or involved in some emotional affair, you know, it's going to take a lot of hope But you also got to do whatever it takes and prepare for the worst. So, again, we want to hear from you. We want to have some great conversation of this. I think we have a caller right now on line one that we're going to go to. But before we go to her, we want to make sure we give out this number because we do want to hear from you.
All right. And to reach us, all you have to do is give us a call at 855-454-5905. So let's go to Lisa calling in from the Philadelphia area on line one. Lisa, good morning. You're live on the air.
Hi.
Good morning, Lisa. So tell us what's going on, and I hope that that things are okay, but that we can help you to get it to a better place.
All right. Well, my husband and I, we've been separated for a while now, and it's just been a hard situation to try to wrap my head around. The problem is that, you know, there's been some violence in our marriage, and you know, we seem to have moved past that, but I just don't know whether or not I should continue to fight for this because at the current point in time, it seems like I'm the only one fighting for it.
Okay. Well, let's backtrack just a little bit. And I do want to say thank you so much for calling. It takes a lot of courage and it takes a certain level of desire to change and to want help to pick up that phone and call. So, Lisa, you've called us and you're saying, first of all, how long have you been married?
Almost 4 years now.
Okay, almost 4 years. And how long has the separation been for?
For about a year and a half.
Okay, so you're physically separated. You're not living in the same house.
Yes.
Okay, and when you said there was violence, was your husband physical? Were you both physically, you know?
No, my husband was.
So he was physically abusive.
Yes.
And you said enough is enough and then now he wants to work on the marriage. You want to work on the marriage because it sounds like you want it more than he does.
Yeah, well, it's hard because the problem is he's never fully taken responsibility for what happened before we got separated.
Okay.
And so now what I'm facing is and I mean the thing is I know the statistics about abusers. I understand. I'm aware, but at the same time I also feel as though I made this covenant with God to my husband. And I'm committed to that, you know? And so it's like, I just don't know.
All right. Well, the first thing I think, Lisa, you're right. You made a covenant to God. But this is the covenant that you made, is that God will be first in your relationship. And yes. when there's physical abuse, number one, it is dangerous. I don't know if you have children,
yes.
But it's dangerous for you.
Yes,
it's dangerous for your children. If you have children in the house, it's dangerous spiritually. Because, you know, there's no way you can really focus and be with God. I mean, sometimes people get closer to God, but it doesn't allow you to have that freedom to live the way God designed for us to live. You know, that's not sometimes people say love hurts, but that's not the kind of hurt that love is supposed to have. Right.
Amen.
And so that's wrong. And now, is there hope for someone who's abusive to change? You know, experts believe there is. Some experts believe that you can't. It depends if there's substance abuse involved. But bottom line is this. You cannot expect someone to change if they don't take ownership first.
Exactly.
There's just no way.
That's where I'm at. I'm like, you know, it's your fault. If you wouldn't behave the way you did, if you didn't get in my face, if you didn't do this, if you didn't do that. And I'm like, well, you know, I mean, you know, hospital visits and
No. Lisa, let me just tell you this clearly.
Happen.
Yeah, Lisa, let me just be clear for you. It doesn't matter what you do. There's no excuse. Even if you were as far as you would have hit your husband, there's no way and there's no excuse for a man to put his hands on you. Now, you're saying you weren't physically abusive. It doesn't matter what you say. It's a decision you make to strike someone, to hit them. And you're saying even hospital visits. So I think you did the right thing of saying, let's separate. However, don't allow his lack of repentance to manipulate you. And there's a scripture. I use it very often, very, very often. And we have a quick minute. I want to share it with you. In 2 Corinthians, there's a passage in chapter 7 that talks about the difference between godly sorrow and worldly sorrow.
Right.
Someone that doesn't take responsibility has worldly sorrow, and it leads to death. Do not. Lisa, I'm not like incredibly strong about what people do because they're adults. But in your situation, do not take your husband back until he takes full responsibility and gets help to repent. If he does not, that worldly sorrow will bring death. And I hope it won't be your death, but it is very dangerous. You're not breaking the covenant with God. You are protecting yourself. You're saying, look, honey, I love you, but there are some things we're just not going to have. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Amen.
All right.
Amen. Amen. Well, we're going to.
I mean, I just wanted to see. I wanted to get some feedback from somebody who doesn't know us, because we've been in with, you know, the church members and stuff like that. And you know, it's, you know, there's one person in front of the world.
Lisa, okay. I'm sorry.
Lisa, hold on. We'll be right back. We're going to take a brief break, but we can talk a little bit more about this when we return. But we do have to take a break.
All right. So hold on the line, and we'd love for you to be a part of today's discussion. We're talking about Beyond Hope in your marriage. Give us a call at 855-454-5905. Stay with us. Marriage Beyond the Vows continues after this.
Beyond the Vows.
Call 855-454-5905 and get in on the conversation. We're praised. And a very good morning to you. Welcome back. Welcome back. We are talking about Beyond Hope today here on Marriage Beyond the Vows, and we'd love for you to be a part of the program by giving us a call at 855-454-5905. We left off in the midst of a conversation with Lisa. We're just going to rejoin that in for just a moment. Lisa, are you there?
Yep.
Okay, great. Lisa, thank you so much for holding. For everyone else, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Marriage Beyond the Vows, and we are talking about having hope in your marriage, hope for your relationship. And Lisa was talking about how she was in a relationship with her husband who was physically abusive, and she's wondering if she should get back with him. And so, Lisa, what I talked to you about and I said earlier was, if he's not repented, if he's not taking responsibility and is willing to change, then it would be really harmful to go back into that relationship.
Yeah.
And so there's a scripture that I think many of us are familiar with where the Bible really kind of clarifies what love is and what love isn't. And it's in 1 Corinthians 13. And I want to read one verse of it where it says, it always protects, it always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. And once that's broken, that protection, that trust, you know, we want to hope for the best. But until you rebuild that, your husband's not showing you that he is willing to repent. And you know what? In the eyes of God, God is the same way with us. He loves us, but he won't take us back until we repent.
Right. That's the problem. That's been the whole problem. And it's hard because I have pastors telling me that, you know, if I can be a better wife, then, you know, he'll change.
And I take it these pastors are probably male pastors?
Yeah.
Because
I'm not supposed to preach anyway, but that's all right.
Well, I know that, but I'm just saying, we're not making this a doctrinal issue.
It's hard because I've spoken to, you know, four pastors about it. You know, I've been to four different churches, you know, like in the past couple of years. You know, I left one church when I first left him because the first thing, you know, that the pastor said was, you know, separation is evil and satanic and what I need to do is go back. And I was like, I'm not safe.
Yeah.
You know, and the problem I have now is that every time things start moving in the direction of starting to work, I have my children, I have my 5-year-old saying, you know, I'm scared daddy's going to hit you.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I don't care who tells you that. God himself gives you opportunities. Now, 1 Corinthians 7 talks about, you know, separation. And it doesn't say it's evil. Now, what it does say is if you do separate, unless it's for marital unfaithfulness, you're not free to marry again. So this is not an excuse for you to, like, change husbands and, like, I didn't like this one, I want another one. It's really about being safe, and it's better to be alone in some cases than to be in a dangerous situation.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm aware of that verse.
Okay.
I mean, that's why I'm you know, here, because and I get a lot of flack from my circle about how, you know, I should go and you know, find someone else and I should move on. And I said, no, because I know what Scripture says to me.
Absolutely. Well, Lisa, we got to run. We got a whole bunch of people online. We do thank you so much. And stay strong. I don't care what anyone tells you. You know the good you need to do.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Marcus. God bless.
All right.
God bless you
too,
Lisa. Thank you.
All right. We have an anonymous caller from the Pennsylvania area calling in on line 3. Caller, good morning. You're live on the air.
Hello, caller.
Caller, are you there?
Yes.
Yes. Hi. You're live on the air. What's your comment or question?
I'm in the same situation that the young lady was just in, but it was just speaking to you about.
Okay, yes.
I had filed for a divorce, and when divorce was almost final, I started getting deeply convicted about it, and I withdrew it. Now I'm having problems sleeping at night because I'm starting to feel like maybe I should have just pursued a divorce, but I also know what the scripture says about what the ground of divorce is.
Okay, so what were your reasons for filing, for that divorce?
It's because my husband, he struck me, okay? And
I'm sorry, caller. Can you please speak a little louder? We're having a hard time hearing you.
He was abusive one time in our marriage, 12 years.
Okay.
And I never thought that he would do something like that, you know, and it really hurt me emotionally. It caused me a lot of emotional hurt and pain.
Okay, and are you together again? Are you reunited?
No.
Okay, so you're not, but you just decided to not file for divorce anymore. Are you working through things together?
No, actually he's incarcerated.
Okay, he's incarcerated. Now, has he taken responsibility?
He did ask for forgiveness for doing it.
He what?
He asked for forgiveness for doing it.
Okay.
I'm just, you know, I just don't trust him. I mean, because he hurt me real bad when he did it.
Okay.
It was my first marriage, and I never thought that he would do that to me.
I got you. And you know what? There's no excuse. But here's the reality, right? He is incarcerated. I don't know how soon he'll be out. But I think that when he comes out, my encouragement to you is you have to rebuild that trust. I think you did the right thing in this case by not filing for divorce or withdrawing that filing of divorce. Marriage is sacred, and you should be able to work through this. However, it can't just be an I'm sorry. When someone has uncontrolled anger or there's a reason and they actually raise their hands and hit you, that goes really far. That's not like, oh, I'm sorry, I just made a mistake, I said the wrong thing. That's physical abuse. And so he needs to get a lot of help. He needs to rebuild that trust. And you need to feel safe and reassured that he is changed before you take him back, before you move in together again. And so even after he gets out, it sounds like he's going to need some help. You might need some counseling together. That would be my recommendation. But I do think that it's worth, at least from what you're telling me, it's worth working it out. It's not a pattern. It sounds like he's owning and taking responsibility. He knows it was wrong. As long as he's willing to do whatever it takes. And that's the scripture I shared earlier in 2 Corinthians is about the difference between worldly sorrow and godly sorrow. Is godly sorrow is indignant. They're willing to do whatever it takes. But if he were blaming you, the previous caller, she was saying that it was a matter of, well, you said something, so you got me upset, and that's why I hit you. That's totally, totally unacceptable. In your case, your husband has taken responsibility. It's still wrong. But if he's willing to do whatever it takes to repent, to show you he's different, then it really, to me, it sounds like it's worth fighting for the relationship.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. And God bless.
All right, take care.
All right.
All right. If you're just tuning in, it's Marriage Beyond the Vows on Praise Your Inspiration Station. We invite you to give us a call. We're talking about Beyond Hope here on the program today. The number is 855-454-5905. Let's go to Monique calling in on line 2. Monique, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning.
Hi, hello. Monique. How are you? So we're talking about having hope in our marriage, and I believe you mentioned to our producer, you had mentioned to him that you are separated from your husband.
Yes. Okay. For 6 months now.
For 6 months. Okay. So tell us what happened.
Well, he has a history of using, and I didn't know this before I married him, but I knew he had a background, had been locked up, and we've been married for 9 years, and I went to school, furthered my education, my life, doing everything I could do, trying to get, professionally and spiritually. And here I find out 6 months ago he's using drugs. So I moved out our house and got an apartment with my biological kids and left him at the house with his three biological kids. Now, for the past couple of months, we've been working things out, because he was truly sorry. Other than the drug use, he's really been good to me. He treats me like a queen. He loves me. I love him so much. He's a very sweet person, but I could not deal with the merry-go-round of back on drugs. And to make a long story short, now I find out, this is a couple months of us working things out, even though I didn't move back, that he just got locked up. Mm. So I'm like, wow. I'm trusting that, he's doing better. Now he gets locked up. And I've been real, ever since he got locked up, I got real depressed, where I've been feeling like the spirit of depression, the spirit of fear, thinking about death. And I'm saved. I'm not supposed to be afraid of any dying, because I know, there's no sting to death anymore, because I'm going to heaven. So it's just, I'm thinking, I need to know, am I picking up spirits? Like, am I being attacked from spirit that's on him? That's what I want to know.
Okay, well, a few things. Number one, it is a spiritual battle, and he is fighting for his life. And this is his physical life and his spiritual life as well. John 10:10 talks about how the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He's already stolen from you. He's going for the kill. And it is a spiritual battle. I think what you're feeling is very real. However, God gives us options, and he gives us hope. And so I just had a few questions for you, Monique, before I can even go any deeper. Is number one, why was he locked up for? Why was he arrested? And what kind of drugs has he been using?
He was using crack cocaine, and he hasn't had a job for a couple years. He hasn't been able to find a job, so, he goes and does, like, retail theft.
Okay.
Or whatever.
And
that's why he got locked up.
All right, a few things. And the reason I ask you is, drug use in general, it's just wrong. Illegal or even legal over-the-counter. So if you're abusing something, that you're abusing the temple, you're not relying on God, it's wrong. Simple. However, there's some drugs that have some way more effects than others. And crack cocaine is one of those that people are not very rational, and it's highly addictive, and it's very destructive. So I think number one is make sure that he is willing to totally change. But something with any addict, you cannot trust what they tell you. A lot of addicts are incredibly good, and that's why they're able to keep their habits, is they're so good at manipulating, at making you feel like they've changed. They have a lot of charm, a lot of charisma, a lot of, the gift of gab. However, you cannot believe what he says. You have to only look at his actions. It doesn't sound like he has a life that's turned around. It doesn't remind me of Christ. And I think if you want to have a solid foundation, your husband has to change his ways. You get that? And it's going to destroy. You have your own kids of your own, and he has his kids. The only way this is going to work is if he fights for his life, and he gets spiritual solutions. He needs people in his life. He might need a 12-step program. He might even need a rehab. There's so much, but he has to be willing to do whatever it takes. Whatever. Whatever it takes. There should be no limitation, no excuse. He's abused drugs. He's been, he's paying the consequences for his lifestyle and his actions. He's not working. He's not contributing to society. Look, I think the best thing you did is separate. And in terms of getting back together, I would only do that if there's a major change. Your husband has to be a completely different man before you take him back.
I understand. I filed for divorce, but I kind of like ripped the papers up.
Why?
Because I felt as though I might have been moving too fast, you know, not thinking, just going on like the hurt, you know, like a reaction from, you know, the hurt. You know, like I maybe didn't give him a chance. I immediately filed and, you know, I didn't give him a chance to change. But then I believe I filed because you had 9 years to work on yourself, mm-hmm. you know. And I want something out of life, and I keep going down the same road with him.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? I think maybe it was premature to go ahead and file for divorce. I mean, that's entirely up to you. But I do think, make sure that it's biblical. If he has been faithful and these are the issues he's dealing with, then he's still your husband and you don't have any kind of, you know, biblical grounds for the divorce. However, that doesn't mean you need to take him back and be with him. To me, that would be insanity. You're saying you're feeling things, you can't sleep at night. You know, Ephesians 6 talks about this. It's a spiritual battle and it's not against flesh and blood. Your husband has to fight for his life. I would say start praying, start fasting for his change, but do not, and I say this so clearly, Monique, do not take him back until he's a changed man. He has to be like the demon-possessed man in the Gospels, that he has to be dressed in his right mind, willing to do whatever it takes to have a relationship with God. And it doesn't sound like that right now.
No, I don't. In my spirit that is like that either.
But it's not. I mean, it's clear. The fruit is there. I mean, he's stealing. That lifestyle could be so hurtful and so devastating for you, for your children. It could even be dangerous. Someone could come after him because he stole from them.
Yeah.
Okay. Monique.
Well, I appreciate you.
No,
and
well,
I
thank you.
Guys, and I appreciate how you guys try to, you know, really be uplifting and hold us all up, you know, out in the public. You guys really care, you know.
Well, thank you. Well, that's what we strive to do.
That's
keep
awesome.
Us in prayer. Monique, stay strong, okay? Do not go back until you know from God himself that it's time.
All right, I won't.
Okay, Monique, you have a blessed day.
God bless you guys.
Thank you.
All right,
you too.
Take care.
All right, have a good day.
Bye-bye. All right, we have another anonymous caller, this time calling in on line 4. Caller, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good
God
morning.
Bless you. How are you?
All right now.
Okay, well, tell us, we're talking about having hope in your relationship, and I believe you're having a hard time right now with your marriage. Tell us what's going on.
Me and my husband have been married since 1996. We've known each other for a total of about 25 years. My husband has had, during that course of time, he's had several jobs. He's lost several jobs, some due to his own fault, and he's aware of that, some not due to his own fault. We're both in our 50s. We're getting older, and finding a job now for him is very hard. He's losing hope. He has been out of church for quite some time. He says to me that he's all churched out. And, you know, I went to the altar and God spoke to me there. And I prayed about what he told me to tell him. And then when the time was right, that God, the Spirit let me know the time was right to tell him. You know, I told him, I said, you know, so many things are happening to you and in our marriage because you are the covering. God covers both of us, but you are the covering for this household. You're the head of this household. When you are out of the ark of safety, mm-hmm. you allow the enemy to come in and to wreak havoc and do so much. And I feel like that, you know, my faith is strong. I continue to go to service. I continue to pray for him so much. And like I told him, I said, you know, I have seen so much that God has showed me in you, so much potential, that if you completely surrender and allow God to do what he needs to do in you, that things would be much better. I mean, we're at a state now, really, I mean, it's really financially, mm-hmm. you know, he has no job.
Okay, let's hold on one second. Hold on. You said that he's lost many jobs. Some, you know, are his fault. Why has he lost, you know, why is he losing these jobs? He can't hold on to a job. Why?
Some, I don't know. I mean, some of the situations has been, you know, one was the company closed.
No, but the ones that are his fault, like why? You're saying he knows they're his fault. Why?
Well, one, he was accused that he was trying to educate a patient as far as some medical stuff. The doctor felt as though that he was trying to educate his patient, and he shouldn't have. And then the last one was he was making rounds at, you know, the prison, and someone was there in the cell, only one person that time. And on the next shift, that person went out, and he didn't know that another person came in there. So when he was making his rounds, instead of checking to make sure that that was that person, he checked off that it was that person, and it wasn't that person. And, you know, he admitted that he was wrong, and he made an honest mistake. You know, he hadn't been there that long, and they told him they would be investigating it. And in a couple of days, when he was due to go back in, they called and told him that they were going to let him go.
Okay.
And now they're not, you know, they don't want to give him his unemployment. He's fighting for that. And I just feel
okay,
like...
Okay, hold on one second. Hold on. So he's 50 years old. This has mm-hmm. happened. It's either he's an incredibly unlucky guy, or there's mm-hmm. something more. And it sounds like to me, again, I'm the outsider. Remember, you called me. I don't know you. Mm-hmm. You're just sharing with me. It sounds like you're making a lot of excuses for him. And I'm going to tell you why. Proverbs 18, verse 9 says, "One who is slack in his work is brother to the one who destroys." Something, and again, I'm not there. I don't know. And I could be wrong. All right. Mm-hmm. But it sounds like something is missing here. He's slack in his work, because someone who is great at their work, they give it their heart. People appreciate that. And I can understand, you know, a company closes, you know, the finance, you know, financially things are tough. But if you're a good worker, I mean, people want you and they know you're reliable. I mean, that's what people are looking for. That's what companies want. And it sounds like, you know, him checking things off, doing this. I don't know the whole story. We don't have time to go into all of it. But it sounds like he's slacking his work. And it also sounds like he has this spiritual fatigue, or he's slack with his own relationship with God. So it sounds like there's a character flaw, a character issue with your husband, not working, not leading spiritually. I tell you something. Look, we all become weary. We all get discouraged. That's normal. But there's a difference between when things get tough, you fight back, you get spiritual, you fight for your life, or others who just sit back. You know, the Bible is so clear with even Jesus with his miracles. He expects people to do their part. I mean, there are people Jesus is like, "Do you even want to get well?" And they're like, "Yeah, I do." So do something about it. Pick up that mat. Walk. "Well, I can't walk." Well, pick it up. I'm giving you an opportunity. You know, we live in the land of opportunity. I've traveled to poor countries where there are not enough opportunities. And I tell you, I've seen people disabled in the corner trying to sell cell phone chargers, trying to sell coffee, something, because they're so determined to do something. And yet here we are. I don't know if your husband's healthy or not, but at 50 years old, he sounds like a healthy man. He's being slack in his work. Mm-hmm. And you got to stop making excuses. Now, the other thing you need to stop is you need to stop preaching to him. You can let us do that. Let someone else do the preaching, because as the wife, you need to be the encouragement. You need to be in his corner, and you need to let him know, "Honey, I've seen you do well. You've had jobs before. I know you can get a job. Honey, I know you can lead us. I know you can fight for your relationship with God." You need to be his biggest fan. Let God and through other people preach to him. You be the encourager. That's what he needs from you. He needs to feel like you believe in him. You see him bigger than life. Even when he's weak, you see him as a strong man, because that's your role, is to be a suitable helper. You help him through this. And you say, "Honey, we're in this together."
That's what I'm doing. But my thing is, it's so hard because, you know, for so many years, because this keeps repeatedly happening, you know, my family or other people are looking at me like, what is wrong with you? And like I keep saying to them, you know, I took a vow. I take that vow mm-hmm. very seriously. No matter whether you think I should leave or do this or do that, my vow has to be to him because I chose that vow
sure.
before God.
Absolutely.
And if I separate from that vow because y'all think that this is what I should do, I have to answer to God for that, not y'all. And I'm just trying
got
to
you.
Keep myself encouraged
yes.
because I feel like, you know, if he could just see, if he would get it together, that God has so much more for us.
And I know that. And I know you love your husband. Trust me. It's obvious. However, I'm just saying stop preaching to him and encourage him. Let him know, listen, honey, if we need to pray at this together, we need to fast for you to get a job together. I'm behind you. What do you want to do? Do you need me to get up earlier, make you breakfast, get you ready so you can go out there and look for work? I'm with you every step of the way. I know it's tough. Honey, come here. Let me encourage you. Let me treat you like nobody else can treat you, but let me give you some encouragement so you could go out there and fight. What I'm saying is don't preach to him. That's probably the problem. He's hearing it, and it sounds negative. Start being positive. Don't criticize it. I don't care what your family says. You know your husband. It is the man you married. Encourage that man. And if he needs to repent, like, I mean, we'll see it. Tell him to call me. I'll challenge him. When he goes to church, he'll hear that, but from you. He needs to hear the words of encouragement to know that you're in his corner, even if no one else is in his corner. You're praying for this man. You believe in him. That's what he needs from you, that he can't wait to come home because he knows you're going to build him up.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All right.
OK.
Thank you so much. And you know, we'll be praying for you. We really will.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Have a blessed day.
All right. Take care. If you're just tuning in, it is Marriage Beyond the Vows on Praise Your Inspiration Station. We're talking about Beyond Hope. Looking forward to your call at 855-454-5905. We have an anonymous caller. And by the way, it is okay if you call in anonymously. You do not have to give your name if you do not choose to. And we will honor that today, every day that we're on.
every day. Yeah, we do. We understand that, especially topics like this, if you're discussing abuse or just something going on in your marriage and you're embarrassed, but you want to call, go ahead and call, be anonymous. That's fine. Or if you want to give us your name, your middle name, I mean, just call us so we can connect with you.
All right. Again, 855-454-5905. We have an anonymous caller from Philadelphia on line one. Caller, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning.
Hello.
My name is Ray, and I'm really responding to last week's conversation. I was the very next person to talk, but the Muslim lady, you guys kind of got into a long conversation, so.
Okay, so you're calling back. All right, so.
Okay, so my thing is not so much encouragement in a marriage, because I've filed for divorce. I just really, really, really need help. I don't have any insurance. I've been trying to find some kind of help, but it's very hard. Things, you know, my husband kept cheating and cheating,
mm-hmm.
I was trying to encourage him at one time to go to church. We went to the marriage council. It just seemed like every time he was confronted with an issue, he like turned away from the church, and
okay.
he didn't physically abuse me, but emotionally he would do things like if we had an argument, maybe he wouldn't hold me or kiss me or touch me for
okay.
weeks, just being very nasty, and oh, it was the worst marriage. I couldn't believe this person. I've known him all of my life, and it's just like, who is this? He's having this affair, open affair with this girl, and they're all over our neighborhood, and people are coming back talking. My family is all riled up.
I got you. Now, let me ask you this. You obviously, based on what you're telling me, you absolutely had grounds for divorce. So
yes.
have you divorced him already?
I am in the process. Yep, I filed the 23rd of September.
Okay, so you filed for divorce.
Yes.
Based on infidelity, based on what, abandonment of the marriage?
Uh-huh, based on irretrievable breakdown of the marriage and and dignities.
Okay. Okay. So you filed for divorce. You know you have biblical grounds, and you're saying you need help. What kind of help are you looking for?
I need some kind of emotional help because in my mind, like, I still love him. I still want him. I wake up in the middle of the night crying.
Okay. All right. Well, it does sound like you need help, and I appreciate you calling out and asking for this help.
I tried to find you on the web, and I couldn't find you.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'll tell you how you can reach me. We can definitely connect because you're trying to connect with me. And I want to take down your information off the air because we don't want you to give that information on the air. But here's the thing. We all know we get to a place where we cannot do it alone, and we're not supposed to do it alone. That's what the body of Christ is for. That's why there are many experts who are willing to help. It sounds like all you need is a word of hope. Like, look, it's going to be okay. And I know you have feelings for him and you're hurt. You're hurt. You're almost like, what? Why would this happen to me? We see other broken marriages, but it's different when it's you, when it happened to you. But you've been strong so far, and you did the right thing. You filed for the divorce.
I don't feel like I'm getting worse. I just start crying. Just driving down the street, it just comes from nowhere. The other day, I was on the table at physical therapy and just start crying. It's like, I feel like I'm getting worse.
Okay. And you know what? If you believe, and I tell this to people all the time, if you believe God is sovereign,
yes,
and he's in control of everything, then he knows you'll never be put in a situation beyond what you can bear.
Okay.
So you can do this. And if you need some encouragement, hey, we're here. We want to encourage you. So what I want you to do is I want you to stay on the phone. I don't want you to disconnect. I want you to speak to our producer. He'll take down some of your information so we can get in contact with you off the air. But also, if for some reason we get caught off, you can go, you're in Philadelphia, right?
Yeah.
You can go to praisephilly.com. Just type my name in, Marcos Mercado. I'll come up. You can send me a direct message, send me your info, and we can stay connected that way, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your call.
All right.
I truly
thank
appreciate
you.
It. All right.
Bless you.
God bless. Thank you. All right. So, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Marriage Beyond the Vows. I am your host, Marcos Mercado, and I want to talk to you. We're talking about having hope for your marriage, beyond hope. Give us a call at 855-454-5905. I'll say it again, 855-454-5905. We're going to continue on with our conversation. I believe we have another caller here who's calling in anonymously from, no, it's Dion. We have another anonymous call, but Dion was first. Dion is calling in line 3 from New Jersey. Good morning, Dion. You're live on the air with Praise.
Good morning, Marcus, and how are you?
I'm doing very well, Dion. Unfortunately, it sounds like you're having a hard time, so we want to encourage you. What could we do to encourage you? It sounds like you're having some issues right now in your marriage.
Okay, I've been in my marriage for 4 years, and for the last 4 years, we have been having some financial difficulty on my husband's half. I've been working 2 jobs, going to school full-time, being a mother, being a wife, doing everything that I'm supposed to do, at least I think, on my half.
Okay.
And my husband is never around. He's always running from here to there. He's always doing deeds for everyone else.
Okay.
And when he comes home, he doesn't want to be bothered with his family. So it's getting to the point now where he's starting to take money from our accounts. He's taking the 2 paychecks that I told him he could have for himself.
Okay? Dion, hold on 1 second. We have to, and this is not because we want to, but we have to. We have our sponsors. We have to take a quick break. I want to come back. You're going to be the first call that we come back to when we return. And if I hear you correctly, you're the hard worker. You're doing it all. We're going to talk about this. We have something to say specifically to you and specifically to your husband as well. And this is a message that we want him to hear. Okay. So please don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
All right. And don't you touch that dial. And you can dial your phone, though, and join us in conversation at 855-454-5905. Stay with us. Marriage Beyond the Vows returns right after this.